At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Well, whether it's Skyline Chili or Donato's Pizza, Bill Bender is your man. Bill Bender of The Sporting News joins the show every single Wednesday at this very time, and it's time to talk a little college football with Bill Bender. Nothing to talk about, Bill. No coaches being canned, no rumors, no hot seats. I guess we'll just talk about Skyline Chili for 2 hours, right? Bill, you got us? Let's try that again.
I'm here.
Sorry about that. Hey, Bill, your reaction to the latest with Billy Napier being fired over the weekend?
Kind of saw it coming, right? Like, it's been talked about for so long. When the pot finally starts boiling, it happens, you know? There are now seven Power Four openings, which is a lot for this stage of the game. And, you know, we ranked them earlier this week. Everybody ranks them. But all these jobs, you know, they're tentative. Like, Florida has had several coaches that haven't lasted more than 4 years since Urban Meyer left. I believe it's four now. So this will be their fifth coach since Urban Meyer left. That's you're not building continuity at that point.
That's true. Bill, I'm going to go quasi-National Geographic on you here for just a second. College coaches' salaries are huge. Buyouts are huge. Do you think that paradigm is like a lobster whose growth is indeterminate, meaning it can continue to grow indefinitely? Or do you think eventually we'll have to reach some sort of stasis point where the tippy top of buyouts is X, the tippy top of salaries is Y, and it's probably not going to go much higher than that?
Yeah, well, that's a heck of an analogy, but you know, it's not bad, right? Like, I'll give it to you. I don't watch a lot of National Geographic anymore. I started watching the Netflix Expos documentary last night. You want to talk about depressing? For those of us who grew up with baseball in the 80s and 90s, you know, that 94 Expos team. But to answer your question, get on task. The buyouts, I wonder if we're going to redirect those coaching salaries, and they do go down, and the buyouts do go down because they are absurd numbers. And I think for the average college football fan, not that they're going to stop watching, but I don't think there's too many people that say, oh, that's great that they're paying him $49 million.
Bill, you hinted at it a minute ago, see if I can get my words right there, in terms of the seven Power Four job openings. Did you say you ranked those earlier in the week? And if so, can you share that list with us? How do you view the current openings?
Well, I think it comes down to a question. Do you think Penn State or Florida is the better opening? And now, to me, if I was coaching, I would probably go to Penn State. I know there's geographic. Ooh. It's different. I know you're in Florida, you're going to get top 10 recruiting classes, but what, like I said, they press reset all the time. So how much time do I have to win in a conference that has 10 ranked teams versus at Penn State right now? I mean, this season notwithstanding, they've shown they can win 10 games. And you know who, when you're trying to recruit kids, which I would use is, hey, turn on your TV. Saquon Barkley played here. Micah Parsons played here. Those two are pretty good. And go on from there. So, plus, in the Big Ten, I think you just have a better shot at being one of those top four teams on an annual basis than you do right now at Florida, even though the advantage at Florida is, you know, even with their struggles the last 5 years, their average recruiting class is top 10. You're going to get good players there.
Bill, among the schools that have already let their coaches go, who in your mind is doing the best job or maybe is set up to do the best job in the future to retain as many of the recruits they already have committed? Or is it ultimately a moot point and it doesn't matter because the right coach is going to be able to portal as many guys in as he wants?
Yeah, I think, you know, and it's too early to say with Penn State and Florida. I mean, Florida just fired their coach, so hard to make a value judgment there. But, you know, after that, I think you look at the rest of the jobs. Who can make it work at Arkansas? Do they actually give Bobby Petrino the job? I had a hard time deciding if UCLA or Stanford was a better job. UCLA is in the Big Ten, of course. Stanford, with Andrew Luck at the GM, he has a plan, clearly. And they showed that they have some fight. They were behind on the NIL game, but they just beat Florida State. That's a program I would like the direction and wouldn't mind, you know, being a coach that works for a guy like Andrew Luck, who clearly has a plan for that program. By the way, Andrew Luck reminds me of the coach he played for. He's got some Jim Harbaugh in him, and that can be a good thing.
Can you talk about Tim Skipper, Bill, and when you look at what Jerry Neuheisel's doing, you know, Jerry is getting 99% of the attention, it seems, but Tim Skipper, UCLA, I mean, what do they do in your mind when this season's all said and done?
I think they should just retain him, right, at this rate. And if you can retain Skipper. Neuheisel, you tend to, yeah, both of them. I mean, I think being cautious about trying to say that Jerry Neuheisel is a head coach. He's never been a head coach, right? Yep. So I, if you're Tim Skipper, he hasn't complained, but at this point be like, you know, just do that arrangement. And then if obviously Jerry Neuheisel and his father have strong ties to UCLA with Rick being the great quarterback that he was there and the Rose Bowl and everything. And but why mess with what they're, you know, they're playing really good football. The marriage between head coach, OC, and quarterback with Nico's working out, and they've won three in a row. I'll really be interested to see where they're at when they play Ohio State here in a couple weeks.
Ooh. Talking to Bill Bender at BillBender92 on Twitter. Find him. Give him a follow. Big controversy struck earlier this week, and we talked about it to start our show today with Todd Furman from CBS poo-pooing the inclusion of USF and Georgia Tech in the college football playoff because ratings wouldn't be great. Now, I know this is kind of a thought experiment looking at a dystopian future, but it doesn't seem like it's that far away. Does viewership potential in your mind have any role whatsoever in the future of college football playoff, whether it be used as a determining factor to get in, seeding, TV time slot selection, etc.?
I don't think it would, once you have the field, it absolutely influences what game goes where. I mean, that's the way it is, right? Like, you put the best matchup in prime time. But as far as that, kind of with him on turn, it depends on what part you land on. Like, if that was the matchup, fewer people are going to watch it. So that's what environment we live in. Like, I like a fair tournament. I'm kind of committed to it. You know, I had this argument today. I said, if you're asking me, I would rather watch Alabama, Ohio State, you know, the Blue Bloods. One of the favorite games, you know, in the last 5 years is couple years when Alabama and Georgia were playing, I was like, there's 25 NFL guys on the field. How can you not love this? You know, Texas, Ohio State in the semifinals. I want to watch those games at the end. But if we have some good stories along the way, that's fine. But I think this whole – I will say this, and you might not like this opinion. Football fans like to rally around Indiana and Vanderbilt and Georgia Tech. They get to the quarterfinals, they start to complain that they're in there. You know, that's the contradictory part of this.
Bill, I want your reaction to this audio, just in case you have not heard it yet, pertaining to Arch Manning and being benched.
Are you worried about losing your job?
Nah, I control what I can control. I work hard during the week, prepare my best, and that's go out and try my hardest on game day. That's all I can do.
Is that where we are now on the 22nd of October that we're asking Arch Manning if or how he would react if he were to be benched?
Yeah, I like his answer there. He can only I tell that to my kids. I tell that to myself every day. You can only control what you can control. You can't control other people and what they write or what they ask. But, you know, Arch, I wrote that 2 weeks ago before the Red River game. He's fine. He'll develop into a good quarterback. And, you know, he just needs more experience. Is he Peyton and Eli combined yet? No. But they're still in the playoff hunt. And they've just got to continue that this week and getting into the Vanderbilt game next week, which who knew Vanderbilt, Texas would be the game that it's going to be next week. So, but yeah, I'm with you. And you guys didn't answer my question from the last one. Like, what do you think with, you know, the Indiana factor? Do you believe that college football fans sometimes get on the bandwagon? And then when that's the end result, we get the complaints when they're in those games.
No, you're right, Bill. And to my point, or to my previous question, I think Todd Furman is right as well. I don't want him to be right. You know, it's a bad place to be, but you see it in the NCAA tournament every year. People love the idea of
That's
Cinderellas,
right.
But once that Cinderella gets, you know, to the Sweet 16 and beyond,
yeah.
It's like, okay, that was cute. We really want to see the big brands go at
yeah,
it.
That's
so
right.
as much as we all may hate it, it is true.
Do you do that? I don't watch college baseball as much. Do you guys do that in college baseball too?
No, not really. I mean, kind of you go look at the Cinderellas in college baseball, they're celebrated. I mean, Coastal Carolina, and you know, that run they had locally with it being a local tie, it was celebrated in a huge way, and they were even back in the What was? Oh my goodness! We're having some. Hold on.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Hey, Bill Bender, can you hear us?
I am still here.
There you are.
Sorry about that, man.
Bill. We just had our Comrex system essentially just fry on us, and we got reset.
I told Diesel to quit pouring alcohol on the Comrex, but for whatever reason, he thinks when we're on location, you have to pour alcohol on the Comrex.
Hey, we're all here for a good time, and the Comrex should be involved.
Where were we?
You guys were talking about college baseball and the Cinderella factor, but I think that's where we're at. And this new environment though, where everybody's kind of good and the talent's been dispersed a little bit. But I can tell you right now, it's made it harder to predict the game. There's no question. I've been struggling against the spread all season. Now there's instances like last week when Michigan State kicks a field goal to lose 38-13 at the buzzer, but you can't control those. Like we just said with Arch, control what you can control.
Bill, you know, I'm sure fans in Columbia, South Carolina, and in Gainesville are laughing at the irony that Clemson and Florida State sue the ACC. They get what they want. They get more money, or they get uneven revenue distribution. But as soon as they get that, their seasons tank, respectively. Both of them are awful this year. As far as what you know about the ACC revenue distribution model and ratings, do you expect that the Georgia Techs of the world, that the Dukes of the world could use that money and sort of establish more of a foothold? Or will that sort of relative lack of additional money really not bother Clemson and Florida State all that much?
I don't think it bothers them yet. I still think the ACC has a chance to to be fine. And by be fine, like the SEC obviously is drawing the big TV ratings, has the most college football playoff contenders, all of that. The Big Ten probably feels the most like the NFL with the coast-to-coast now, and you got games at the on the West Coast in every time zone but the Mountain time zone. The Big 12 is really fun, you know, the parity. And the ACC, I think, is in a good spot, and partially because Miami, last week notwithstanding, is good. Florida State's good. Some of these other programs. Louisville is pushing up, and as long as they keep Jeff Brohm, they're going to be fine. Clemson having a bad year, but look what they've done for the conference, and SMU. So I do think there's some stability, more stability, obviously, than there was 5 years ago. And in a program like North Carolina ever got its act together, you'd have somebody else doing it. So I don't worry about the one. I think they're going to be good for two playoff berths most seasons, maybe three when we go to 16. And if that's the case, they'll be fine.
Bill, let me ask you this, man. To bring it local, Diesel mentioned South Carolina there. How does the nation, how does the national media and the rest of the country outside of South Carolina view what's happening in Columbia? Shane Beamer and the Gamecocks had a really good season a year ago, had a couple of missed opportunities where they feel like they could have been in the college football playoff. You bring back Lenora Sellers and you fast forward seven games, you're 3-4. On the season. How does national media view what's happening in Columbia right now? Because here locally it's not good, Bill.
Well, it shouldn't be. The offense hasn't been good. And that's been the stunner for me, that, you know, they were supposed to have a pretty good offense. And, you know, the Vanderbilt game was really the first eye-opener that, hey, maybe they're not that good, and the offense hasn't gotten better. Dylan Stewart's certainly been a standout on the defensive side, but their defense hasn't been like lights out. So, and they are in a conference now where there's 16 teams. You know, this is what we wanted. Every year we're going to have this. You know, we're going to have the year that they're having where they were ranked really high and work out. I mean, the Big Ten's got a couple teams like that right now. Penn State, they can relate right now. Things aren't going well in Happy Valley, and they could end up, they were number two in the country. And if you look at their schedule, they're probably going to be like 6-6. So, you know, this is going to happen every year, especially in the SEC and the Big Ten. You're going to have teams that lose a lot more games than they should.
Well, Bill, I can report that our leader lost a point last week because he finally got a pick wrong, but he's still sitting
time.
At 69 total points on the season. I think he's still got like a 17-point lead on second place. It's just absurd. Can we get your upset pick for this week?
I think I got one right last week, right? Did I take Tech as a small one, or did I not? I don't remember. I think I took Georgia Tech. I got
that
Ole Miss.
Sounds right, yeah.
I got Ole Miss beating Oklahoma. Big moment for Lane Kiffin.
Okay.
Because if they lose that game, then the Lane, and then when I come on the show next week, we're going to talk a lot about Lane Kiffin rumors and what's next for him and all that because of all those openings. But if they win, you could probably lightly pencil them into the college football playoff. Big moment for Ole Miss. I'll go with the Rebels on the road.
Bill, can you also pencil Lane Kiffin in Gainesville?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they lose at Oklahoma, things can get weird.
Yeah, yeah. Bill, you're the best, man. We appreciate you as always, pal.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Bill. Absolutely. What a pro. Sticking with us while we had our technical issues. And
yeah, mine still sounds funky.
It does sound a little wonky.
Does yours sound funky?
It does.
What did you do to it? It sounds like we're in space to me right now. I hope it doesn't sound that way over the air, but it I don't know. I'm going to blame Evan, I guess.
Yeah, we'll get it squared away, though, for the very next segment, or at least we'll try. When we come back, Cole, we are in that time of the year where you kind of get a little wonky, you get a little weird, and you start thinking about rivalry games that are coming up. I want to do a little tier listing, the best trophy game trophies in college football. That's next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders, available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Hey Tolos, it's Cole from Wire to Wire, and I want to tell you about one of my favorite places. Just so happen to be sitting at Ingles right now. Diesel and I are at 1524 Locust Hill Road in Greer. I love Ingles. I love being at Ingles on remote, but also during the week shopping at my local Ingles. And you know what, Tolos? Halloween just around the corner, literally next Friday. So if you haven't done so already, make sure you stop by your local Ingles right now. We're looking at jack-o'-lanterns, and man, are they massive or what? Jack-o'-lantern pumpkins, 2 for $10. You can't beat that. How about taking one of the 10-piece Halloween pumpkin carving kit? It's located right underneath the pumpkins, $4.98. You can't beat that price. As well, also on sale, local or white pie pumpkins, 68 cents per pound, and some fall squash as decoration, $1.98 a pound at your local Ingles Market. The pumpkin selection, absolutely amazing as you and your kids are getting ready. Maybe you've done so already. If you haven't purchased your pumpkin, do so at your local Ingles Market. And heck, at the one we're at today on Locust Hill Road in Greer, where the pumpkins are, there's a basket sitting out of apples, bananas, and oranges, and it says free fruit for kids. You can't beat that. You're not going to go anywhere else where the store literally gives out free fruit for the children, and your children can get some of that free fruit today at your local Ingles Market. We're here at Greer on Locust Hill Road until 7 o'clock tonight. Again, free fruit, pumpkins galore, so many great options to choose from when decorating for your household this fall. We tell you all the time, you really should expect more from your local Ingles Market. Ingles, where you get low prices and love the savings.
I don't know what it is about Big Ten games, Cole, but basically every Big Ten game from October onward is a trophy game. There is something trading hands between these programs. Let's do a little tier listing, Cole. And I'm not going to do like A, B, C, D, but we're going to go Heisman tier, 10-win tier, barely bowl eligible tier, and they're just trying way too hard. How about that?
Okay.
Let's do this. Let's start with the what is called, and you can see pictures of this, Cole, in that link that I put on the rundown. We'll start with the iron skillet between SMU and TCU. Is this a cool trophy, or is it kind of a lame tchotchke that they trade hands?
Iron skillet.
And it's exactly what it sounds
yeah,
like. It is
cast
a
iron
frying
skillet.
Pan.
Yeah, it's weird. It's
yeah.
weird. I mean, I love a cast iron skillet. I've always said the best steak that you can make at home, even better than a grill, is on a cast iron skillet. But that's weird.
Is that in this tier list, where is it? Is that 10 win? Is that barely bowl eligible?
I'd say barely bowl eligible.
Okay.
You're holding a pan? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Let's move down the list to the golden egg that is given to the winner of the Ole Miss versus Mississippi State game.
I like that. I like it a lot. I just hate Diesel that they moved the game. It had its place, and it should have always been the night before, or the night, what is it, the night of Thanksgiving? Is that right? Thanksgiving night. And I love the Golden Egg. I have no problem with it. I think it's one of the best in college football.
So Heisman tier. Yeah. Heisman like Golden it. Egg going Heisman tier. Let's move down to, Cole, the Illy Buck. It is a giant wooden tortoise that is given to the winner of Illinois versus Ohio State.
Weird.
They used to trade back and forth a real tortoise, but it died. And then they decided, you know what, let's not do that anymore. Let's just make a wooden replica.
It's weird. I don't like it. Not a fan. I'm looking at the picture.
Okay.
Definitely not a fan of that one.
Okay, where would you put it?
I'd probably go trying too hard.
Illibuck is going in trying too hard. Sorry, all you Ohio State fans. Clearly, Cole hates your team, and you should all boycott and come after him. Here's a cool one, Cole. It's actually a really, really weird one. Chief Cato, I think I'm saying that right, Chief Cato. It is a trophy given to the winner of Northwestern State versus Stephen F. Austin, a giant cigar store Indian.
It does. I love it. Unfortunately, if they still do this, they can count their days. They won't do it for long. It'll be considered, you know, woke or whatever they call it. They'll figure out a way to ban it. But that's dope. I like it a lot. I like the Chief.
Okay, 10 win or
yeah,
Heisman?
I'd go 10 win.
Okay. Yep. Next up, Cole, next trophy we're looking at. This one is it's the Troll given to the winner of Concordia Moorhead versus St. Olaf.
That's the worst one.
It is. It's a wooden platform with like a little foot tall troll
that is weird.
Thing.
It looks so
to it.
Weird, Diesel. That's the worst. Trying way too hard.
Trying
are you kidding me?
Way too hard.
Ooh.
Okay, let's go to an oldie but a goldie. The little brown jug between the winner of Michigan and Minnesota.
Little brown jug. I like the little brown jug. I'll say 10 win.
10 win.
Yeah.
Wow, he's into that. I wouldn't expect that.
I'd put that
one in the barely bowl eligible.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
just a big old jug.
Yeah.
Next up, Cole, this one is Paul Bunyan's axe. This is one of my all-time favorites,
that's
to be
the
honest.
Best so far.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that one at the very tippy-top Heisman.
Heisman trophy list.
You got to love the axe.
There's another one, Cole, another link. We're only going to get to, I think, one of these. This one is the Okefenokee ore traded between the winner of Georgia and Florida. Did you even realize there was a trophy for that game?
No, I didn't.
The Okefenokee ore. It's like a 10-foot tall ore that you would use to paddle a boat with.
Trying too hard.
Trying way too hard. Okefenokee ore. And I lied. There is one more. This one is between the winner of UAB and Memphis. It's just called The Bones. And it's cast iron rib bones, as in you love barbecue. You love barbecue ribs. This is cast iron ribs.
Sorry. No, trying too hard again.
Not a fan.
You got to do away with these silly goose trophies.
So I think more of them suck than are any good.
Yeah, I think so.
There's a few.
What's
good
that
ones.
Tell you?
The Golden Hat is good.
What's that tell you?
The Fremont Cannon is cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, most of them stink.
All right, Diesel, upset picks continue. We have a little audio blitz for you, and then we also ask the question, what are the most consequential games of Week 9? We ask that question next on the Fan Upstate.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.